stay still.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're burning up. You're done here.
Hey, listen, done. I understand that you want to use your abilities to help these people. But we don't know what kind of repercussions that's going to have. And we don't know what it's going to do to you. You've never pushed yourself like this before. And you're sick. I don't think those things are coincidences.
We're going to have to take care of you. You're going to have to take care of you. More specifically. No more sneaking off like last time. That was almost a disaster. This is already a disaster. Don't make it worse. Just lie down. I don't know where I accidentally took us this time. I did not have good control over where we were going, when we were going, I guess. We spiraled out from there. I'm not even sure where we are, but that's why I don't know even slightly the consequences of you healing these people. We wanted to make time better. But we can't always do that. People die. That's just how it is. Some of them do have to suffer. Look, some things are born from suffering. Necessity is the mother of invention and revolution. And expression is the foundation of art. What if one of these people was a profound artist because of their suffering? You needed an outlet, and you just deprived the world of that. I know. You're a good-hearted person. That's never been in question. That's why I'm not surprised that this is the power you manifested. You manifested mine because of my deep regrets and wishes that I could change things. It was a curse. It was to teach me that even if you had the technical capability to do so, you shouldn't. You shouldn't meddle. Paradoxes is one reason. Another is that you don't know what kind of impact you're going to have. The butterfly effect. What you're doing is much bigger than a butterfly. You are reversing pain. You are ending suffering. You are potentially lengthening lives by decades. Who knows what kind of impact that has down the line? And I don't even know what era this is. Imagine if this was thousands of years ago. Which, based on the technological state of things, likely is. Now, one person who has two kids, who each have two kids. How many people did you just potentially create? It's already an overpopulation problem. I hate to say it, but even in our time, powers like yours are part of the issue. I'm not saying I should get to decide who lives and dies. I'm saying no one should. We do our best. I don't know. I don't know that there is a distinction between medicine and science in that regard. I guess you're right. We meddle all the same, but at least we should meddle in our timelines. without knowledge of the future, without potential to change the past. This is a curse with which I'm well acquainted now. And you need to take care of yourself, because I know my suffering will increase if you're gone. Look. We've been doing this a long time. And we've done some remarkable things. It's been really cool to come at this with surgical precision and see what changes we can affect. But this is too much. And it's too much for your constitution. Look at you. I've never seen you bedridden before. The power to heal must come from you. It must take your life force to give to them. You just seem weaker. And one thing you promised me was that we wouldn't make any last stands in any eras but our own. I made you make that promise. It's been wonderful to travel all the worlds with you. Beyond wonderful. But you're going to keep that promise. You're not going to die. Not here. Not now. You're going to wait until I can find a way to get us back. Because I have to recharge too. And sometimes I don't know what the catalyst is that allows me to continue traveling. Maybe it's an event. I hope. It's not a bad one. But I don't know. So, I'm going to take care of you. What can I get you that I can actually get you? Water. Water. Look, just hang on, okay? We'll get you back somewhere. Somewhere someone else can heal you. Don't be like this. Don't make yourself a martyr. I admitted that I didn't know the difference between meddling when it came to science and magic, but you can't refuse help. All right? All the heartbreak that you try to avoid on our travels, the things you beg me to fix, this is heartbreak for me. Don't do this to me. I don't think I could fix it. How could I resist trying if something happened to you? We shouldn't now. You're sick. Anyway, you should get some rest. Close your eyes. Get some rest. You're gonna choose now to be stubborn. You want to focus on healing? Heal me by healing yourself, taking care of yourself, making sure that you're going to see another few weeks or however fucking long it takes me to get you to a doctor or a shaman or, I don't care, anybody that can make you feel better, look like you're not dying. You're welcome. I'm sure they're wondering about us. Maybe I should make an appearance.
You did an incredible job helping these people. They think you're a god now. And that's its own can of worms. I'm gonna have to figure out a way to deal with that. When we get back, I'm gonna have to reread every religious text I can think of. I swear to God, you better not be in there.